Do we serve an awesome God?
Amen.
Awesome God. Well, you know, by having this test and everything, when I came out of there, I'm praising God that there's nothing wrong with me. You know, there's not anything wrong with me because I have attended to His words. I'm standing on His words. And He says, for these words are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Now then, what is it that brings health? The Word of God. What does He send to heal us? His Word. And when we get that Word in us, then it will produce great results. And so, you know, we just see God do awesome things. Well, while we were out there, you know, after we prayed for this woman and here, and she went back healed and everything else, we prayed for all kinds of people out there at Fort Stockton. And then the very last one we prayed for the last night was a pastor and his wife and his children. And they were all sick. And they had repented of their sins. It was about 11 or 12 o'clock that night when we finally got to them. We prayed for them. And the next morning, about what time was it? We got a 9 o'clock or something like that. We got an email from them. They woke up the next morning and the whole family was healed. Do we love serving Jesus? We love serving Jesus. Yeah, He threw away His medicine and everything. You know, I mean, it's amazing what God has done for us. But today, I want to talk about our freedom. I started on this last week, but since I went into Isaiah 59, I didn't get time to teach it. And of course, I started out last week saying, you know, that several times in my life, I remember several different places where people have asked me, when they find out I'm a student of the Word, they ask me, do I keep the Sabbath? I tell them, no, I don't keep the Sabbath. They said, why not? I said, because I'm free. I don't have to keep it. In other words, I keep it every day. You know, I mean, I love Jesus every day. I don't just keep the seventh day of the week. I keep every day. Every day is the same to me. Where do I get that? Well, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the freedom we have. I've got some scriptures, and we're going to talk about these. I'm going to start out, when we talk about our freedom, I'm going to start out in Romans chapter 6, verse 18. And that's where I want to start, Romans 6, 18. Now, like Dave said, when he read Romans over and over and over and over and over, one day it clicked. That's why God told you to study His Word. Study the Word. Because, you know, reading it one time won't get it. Reading it two times won't get it, will it, Tom? You have to meditate on it day and night. That's what the King said, wasn't it? And when you do, then little by little. Let's see what Romans 6, 18 says. Romans 6, 18 says, being then made free from sin. Hey, do you like that? I mean, I love that. You became the servants of righteousness. I love becoming the servants of righteousness. He says, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanliness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness. In other words, we are free from sin. Do you know any time you sin now, you have to make a choice to sin? Because the Holy Spirit's in there. If you listen at all, every one of us that are Christians that really have the Holy Spirit living in us, that we really know Jesus, if you start to get into an unforgiveness towards somebody, you start to take an offense or whatever, immediately the Holy Spirit will, don't go there. You'll hear that little voice, won't you? Don't do that. You know, whatever. You know, He will warn you in advance. So you have to overrule the Spirit to sin because you're a child of God and you're free from sin. Now then, verse 20, let's see what verse 20 says. Verse 20, for when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. I don't want to be free from righteousness, do you?
No.
But when I was a sinner, I was free from righteousness. And he says, for when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. Then he says, what fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is what?
Death.
Oh, so you were out playing around. You were lying like this man a while ago that I read that list. He's lying. He's stealing from God. He's not tithing. He's cheating. He's using profane words. He's doing all kinds of things. And what is it bringing upon him?
Death.
Death. You know, he didn't look at it like that. He never dreamed that it meant what it said. But boy, he's got it now. I mean, the Lord opened that door. Man, I mean, with tears. I mean, he said, however many years God blessed me. He said, Thurman, I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost with your teaching has changed my life forever. He said, whatever years I got left, it's going to be lived for Jesus. Do you think that makes the king happy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It makes the king very happy. He's the one that sent that man to my teaching. He loved that man. He wanted that man to be set free. He didn't want him to die early. But I'm going to tell you, God's probably been working on that man for the last 30 years trying to get him to stop sinning. And he didn't get it. He didn't get it. But he finally did. Verse 22. Let's see what verse 22 says. But now, being made free from sin. Let that soak into your spirits. But now, with the Holy Ghost living in you, as children of God, we are free from sin. Free from it. I mean, if we're free from it, then why do so many of us sin? That's a good question, isn't it? We are free from sin. So now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Does it pay good dividends to be free from sin? To walk in obedience to His Word? I mean, learn to listen to the Spirit. You are free. You're not under bondage anymore. I mean, all those things that the law bound us, God's commandments in the law bound us to try to do those things. We're not under any of that anymore. We're free. Romans 8, 2. Let's see what Romans 8, 1 and 2 says. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. But it don't end right there, does it? There's a requirement. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Can you make a choice? Can you make a choice as a child of God? Can you walk in the Spirit or can you walk in the flesh? Either one? Yeah, if you walk in the flesh like this gentleman I was just talking about, if you're walking in the flesh, what did it say the end was going to be?
Death.
Death. And probably an early death. But although, just think of this, how sorry this man was for what he had done all those years. But look at the hospital cost and the pain and suffering that list had brought upon that man. Would you like to have a list like that follow you? Man, me either. You know, I can't even fathom. I stop and think, Lord, in the last 30 years while that man's been undergoing all kinds of sickness and disease and heart attacks and angiograms and open heart surgery and everything else, I ain't never had a knife put on me because I've obeyed you. You've kept me healthy.
Amen.
Isn't that, now which way do you want it? I want it God's way, don't you, Rosemary? I can't even fathom going to a hospital. I can't even grasp this, that they saw cut my bone and do it spread my chest apart and go in there and work on my heart. Whoa, that makes me tremble just to think about that. I don't even want that. Do you?
No.
Absolutely not. You know, it's not worth it. I mean, it's a whole lot better to study God's Word and read His Word and stand on His promises and do what He said. And He says, I will keep you healthy and your life will be long. Now, I love that, don't you? You know, I'd love to just be healthy and everything and run along here and one day about 120 or whenever He's through, you know, I'm preaching somewhere or whatever. And all of a sudden they say, that's it, son. Time to come to the house. Your last one. And I say, and I'll take that last step and I'm fixing to go pray for somebody. And I look up and I say, wow, how things have changed, Lord. Wow. Woo, golly to God, I'm in heaven. Isn't that the way it's going to be? No pain, no suffering, just step out of the physical body. And, of course, everybody that's left, when I step out, this body's going to, when it drops dead, don't you dare come over and try to raise me from the dead. I mean, the other day I said something to Sharon. I got to tell this owner. We was just talking here at the ministry center. And I said, Sharon, you know, a few years ago when I met you, I said, you know, if you hadn't come to me and I hadn't taught you these principles, I said, you know, you could have already been dead, girl. She said, you know, I ought to just slap you. I said, what do you mean? She said, you know, now that I think about it, I could have already been in heaven 5 years with the Lord. You got me healed, and now I've still got to put up with the nonsense down here on this earth. She said, I ought to just slap you. I said, hold it right quick. Think about this. Think of the rewards you're going to get because of what you've been doing since you got healed. I had to do something, see. I mean, I had to say something that would make her think, well, okay, I'm glad I'm still living. Because when she came, she had brain tumors and back problems and arm problems and hip problems. I don't even know what all she had. She had all kinds of things and had an aneurysm, I think. I mean, I don't know what all you'd had, but you wasn't in too good a shape. I knew you couldn't drive a car on her own. But now she can drive a car and go and everything. And she prays for people out here and God answers her prayers. And she's building her rewards and her crowns in heaven. So one day, because she's been alive and been able to do all these things and all the things she's done for the ministry and for Jesus since she's been here, one day when she does get home, just like that song says, he's going to say, well done, my daughter. Come over here, honey. I got these crowns for you. Let me come. Ooh, and she's just like all women. She's going to love them crowns with them diamonds in them, isn't it? I know Sharon likes diamonds. She's a woman. But isn't that the way we want it? One day when we get home, don't we want the Lord to say, well done, faithful servants? That's what I want him to say. But we are free. We're absolutely free. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So if you and I walk after the Spirit, everything's free. Now then, I want to go to one other place before I go to Colossians. I want to go to 1 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 8. Because so many people, they tell me I can't eat what I want to and I can't do certain things. But I got news for you. The Word of God says in 1 Timothy 4:1, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith. Don't be one of those. Don't depart from the faith. Don't leave Jesus. Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Well, that's happening everywhere.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, The Power Works in Us Mightily, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.